Yeah, so the Quinn hire is interesting. You know, I think it's clearly not their first choice. They wanted to go the young offensive mind. I think Ben Johnson's probably the candidate there. Quinn does have a good reputation of building out staff. Guys want to work with him. He'll empower offensive coaches. You know, there's a reason Kyle Shanahan joined him in Atlanta, made a Super Bowl. But for me, it's an underwhelming hire. You have the second overall pick, four more top 100 picks. You have the most cap space in the NFL, an owner that clearly wants to win in the very near future with a new stadium, all these things. And you get a retread defensive coach. So, you know, I wouldn't be pumped if I'm a Commanders fan, but I think the hire at offensive coordinator will be the big, big tell. Maybe he's Eric Bieniemy. I don't really think he will. You do hear some of that with interviewing process Bieniemy. You also just hear that, you know, he's tied to Andy Reid, and folks don't know how much he individually was doing. And not to get into it on the radio, but, you know, there are some older stories and things that happened at Colorado and other stuff a very long time ago. That would come up if he was hired, and I think some teams just don't want to deal with that.
Gotcha. As far as the new hires are concerned, you kind of mentioned Quinn being underwhelming. What are the couple of hires you think were home run hires, if any, and were there others that you felt were underwhelming?
Yeah, you know, I think Mike McDonald was a great hire. You know, obviously this is a defensive, you know, year, 5 out of 8 head coaching openings were defense. And if you were going to go on the defensive side, I think Mike McDonald was the number one hire. I mean, a guy that is bringing different looks to the NFL. He has mixed up his coverages. He disguises coverages really well, has these simulated pressures and exotic blitzes and all these things he did to, first of all, shut down the Shanahan tree specifically. You know, as more and more offenses go to that tree, he is the stopper of that tree. So, you know, young guy, energetic. And I think you'll just see him maximize talent in Seattle. He had career years from half the defense in Baltimore this year. So, love that hire for sure.
Underwhelming hires?
Yeah, Quinn definitely on that list. I'm trying to think of the other ones. That's probably it for me. The other ones I think are kind of expected. You know, Canales, I think, earned it. I know it's kind of weird, 1 year OC in Tampa, but helped resurrect Geno Smith's career, helped resurrect Baker Mayfield's career. You're trying to resurrect Bryce Young's career. You might as well hire Dick Canales.
Yeah, this is a little outside the box here, but the Packers hire as their DC a college head coach. And I think because of all that's going on in the college game, Brad, with NIL and all this other stuff, that you're going to see more college coaches coach in the NFL. Do you agree with that?
110%. You're going to see more, you know, guys that are at Power 5 programs, maybe not the elite of the elite, you know, Georgia, Alabama, et cetera, that want to make the jump to the NFL. I mean, you even just saw the guy who won the college football playoff and Jim Harbaugh make that same move. And, yeah, it's just you're working 365 days a year. Jeff Halfley had a quote he gave, like, I'm not even coaching football anymore. I'm focused on NIL and transfer portal and all these things. I don't even have time to sit down and just scheme up a defense, which obviously is why he was in the job in the first place. So I'll tell you, I can't say who it is, but I think the Washington Commanders OC might also be a college football head coach jumping to the NFL level.
Ooh, interesting. How successful do you think Harbaugh is going to be in San Diego? LA, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's a program builder. We saw it in San Francisco. It's going to be tough the first year, and I think he is going to tear it down to the studs is probably a bad way to put it because there is some talent there, but make tough decisions, move on from some older players, and not chase winning right away, but instead get young, get physical, fast. You know, everything he talks about, I think you're going to see it. They're going to marry the ground game to their passing attack. They're going to get way, way more aggressive on defense, not just sit back and off coverage and let teams carve them up. Now, I think it's going to go great. I mean, he has probably the best quarterback he's ever worked with in Justin Herbert, and it might take a year or two, but I think it's going to be successful.
I couldn't wait to ask you these next two questions because sometimes I'm a believer that if you're a college team or an NFL team, let's take the Ravens, right? They make the AFC Championship game. And if you'd have said to a Ravens fan before the season starts, we make it to that game, they'd probably think, well, pretty good year. But the way it unfolded, how poorly Lamar Jackson played, is that just a one-game blip, Brad, or is there concern now?
The playoff, I mean, he did play very, very well against Houston. So he's now, you know, I think that the monkey of his back a little bit in terms of can he win in the playoffs? I mean, he was lights out against a pretty good Houston team.
I'm losing you, Brad. Your cell's doing crazy things here.
Oh, you got me now?
A little bit better, yeah. I didn't hear the first part of the Lamar Jackson thing, so go ahead and repeat it.
Yeah, I think he individually is going to be tough and over the monkey in his carrying, just like he's going to be where He had a great game against Houston, so I know he didn't play well at all against Kansas City. That is a top-five defense in the NFL. A lot of teams have struggled. Not a single team has scored 28 points on Kansas City the entire season. So if I was a Ravens fan, though, my concern is you lose Mike McDonald, like we just talked about. You have a ton of free agents on both sides of the ball. You also lose Joe Hortiz, who's a very important part of that personnel department. He's bringing some people with him to L.A. Corey Krawiec is a hot name for – you know, football administration, analytics, he's a very, very sharp guy. He's going to the Chargers as well. So it just that was the year. Like, I don't think they're never going to win, but this was the year where everything lined up. The AFC wasn't as good as expected. They were so good, and they still fell up short.
Super Bowl thoughts early on here.
I think points is the key here. I think it's going to be a very, very high-scoring game. I think both teams are going to be able to score. I know I just mentioned the Chiefs have a great defense. They do, but they are susceptible to the ground game. That and also throwing over the middle. You can attack Nick Bolton at linebacker. He gave a bunch of passes up to Zay Flowers. I'm not sure why he was covering Zay Flowers, but he was. So I think Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel feasting over the middle. And then I think the Chiefs, the Niners defense quietly has not been good for about 2 months. They've really struggled in both, you know, on the ground and through the air. And so I think both teams are going to score a ton. As the Chiefs are going to score last and win another ring.
Let me ask this last thing, tongue-in-cheek. Bill Belichick's not going to coach, at least as a head coach. I don't know how good he would be in a television booth. I guess we're going to find out, maybe. But is this a one-year hiatus for him, do you think?
I think so. I think a team like the Giants are interesting. Obviously, won a Super Bowl there as a defensive coordinator. Brian Daboll, probably on a bit of a hot seat, you know, had a great first year, but last year was a disaster. The defensive coordinator forces his way out of the building. You're kind of hearing some negative things there. So, you know, like one of those type of situations. Does Mike McCarthy kind of flounder in Dallas? I think one of those spots, maybe they got to a slow start. You might even see Bill Belichick midseason, but more so, I think, you know, next year, I think you will get a gig.
Yeah, and Jerry Jones saying, I could definitely work with Bill Belichick. No pressure on McCarthy. Yeah. Where can people see your work, Brad?
Yep, you can follow me on Twitter at @PFF_Brad, and all my work is at PFF.com.
Appreciate you. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you.
Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, joining us here. I mean, who would have thought, honestly, who would have thought that Bill Belichick would not coach? A guy like him would not coach. But that's exactly what we have here, and pretty amazing stuff, actually.